Hello, I'm Ivo Graham, and I'm here to tell you about the last year of my life as a fan of the relentlessly turgid and disappointing football farce that is Swindon Town. Now wait, listen, I know that football isn't for everyone, and that Swindon is for even fewer people than that. And yes, there are other, more worthwhile passions I could, and hopefully might, get to bang on about to you later. But few of those have the privilege of ploughing needless misery into my life in the same way that this one does every single dismal year. For the decade and a half that I've been wasting my Saturday afternoons checking my phone for the Swindon result, or worse, actually stumping up 25 English pounds to attend the games, we've been in the third division, occasionally slipping into the fourth and then popping back up again, but never getting as far as the dizzying heights, the magical El Dorado that is the second tier. And that's it. That's the entire narrative. It's embarrassing to me how much little more there is to it than that. This season, for example, I went to our opening game in August, and the sun shone and we beat Coventry 1-0, and I and 7,000 other sad fools dared to dream once more. There then followed 9 vile months of losing nearly every weekend. A rubbish team led by a clueless manager, owned by a chairman who didn't give the slightest hint of caring. Ambitions of going up were quickly shelved in favour of prayers merely not to go down, prayers swiftly revealed to be falling on deaf ears. And quite right, too. There's a million better things in the world to pray for than that. But the fact remains I'm locked into this now. It's too late. I even went away, travelled, in April, to glamorous Port Vale of near Stoke fame, knowing that we could still pull ourselves out of trouble. But we didn't. I even took a non-Swindon friend, promising it would be a laugh. I'm sorry, Michael, it wasn't. It almost never is. Anyway, it's the summer break now, and I've got to decide whether to bother bothering again next season. And pathetically, I know I will, because I've gone too far to turn back now. And that's the biggest tragedy of all. Because it's my local team, and when something goes right for them, it makes me joyously, tragically proud. But that's about 1 in every 10 times. And there are surely things in life which give you better odds than that.